Hi, my name is Camilla Johnson. I worship at the Roxbury Church of Christ, and I was baptized when I was 8, so I believe that's 2012. And I wanted to speak about seeing yourself through God's eyes and then requiring others to treat you at your value because you see yourself the way that God sees you. And the two scriptures I had used were 2 Corinthians 5:17 and Psalms 139:13 through 16. I believe I had one more. But I'll get back to that. So I'll start off by reading the two scriptures and then I'll get into, I guess, my take on it and what I think the Bible says about it and how that has shaped the way I view myself and what I have taken from those scriptures about viewing yourself through God's eyes. So I'm going to pull up 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. And Psalms 139. Verses 13 through 16. It reads, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw me, my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your books before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. And I actually read verse 17 as well. But God made us by hand. And that was actually my other scripture, Genesis 2. But God took the time to make us by hand while he spoke every other creation into life. He saw how valuable we were, so he took the time to make sure every intricate detail of how we were made was perfect. We were perfect in his eyes. And so when you think about how you want others to treat you and how you treat yourself and how you view yourself. It's like God knew we weren't going to be perfect in our actions, but we were perfect in the way we were made. And so modeling your actions after, because your actions are the choice that you have that God gave you, you know, how you were made, how you came into the world, that's not your choice, but God gave you the choice in your actions. So modeling your actions off the way that God made you is knowing that you're valuable and what you bring to the table is important. And the way that others treat you at your value is just as important. And for me, I think that was hard to kind of come to terms with at first. I mean, not that it was hard to know my value because I feel like my parents constantly instilled in me that I was valuable. I was fearfully and wonderfully made. Like, that was a scripture that, if I had to pick any scripture that I knew off the top of my head, that would be one of them because it was constantly instilled in me from a young age. So it's not that I didn't know my value, but it was just about learning that for myself. because people can constantly tell you how valuable you are, but until you learn that for yourself and until you develop that relationship with God, where it's like, I see all the wonderful things you do, and I see the time and energy you took and you put into me. And so I need to then take that and put that back into you and put that into myself, because you saw me as valuable. And it's like when you read the Bible, you look at what's important to God and, you know, where, well, specifically in Genesis 2, where he decided to put his energy in. And it's like if God took his time to put his energy into you and make sure you were perfect and you were made fearfully and wonderfully under his image, then why would you not treat yourself the same and value yourself in that same way and then require others to treat you that way? It's like, why would you allow anyone to treat you less than the way God viewed you? That should be the standard for anything. Just as you would love the way God loves, or you desire to love the way God loves, because, you know, we can never be God, but we can try and get as close to it as possible. So it's modeling our actions and our behaviors after his image. So I don't know if my ramble was long enough, but that's kind of just the message that's been on my heart, is just constantly viewing myself through God's eyes. And it's, even though I'm imperfect, I have the ability to get it right the next day, and God forgives. And so, why would I beat myself up more than God's beating me up? It's not that you don't hold yourself accountable, but giving yourself and others the grace and love that God would give you. So, not only modeling your self-love after God's love, but modeling the love that you give to others after God's love. But I feel like oftentimes people forget about pouring into yourself. Like, we constantly talk about how you treat others and how you interact with others. And while that's important because that's your spiritual fellowship, it's also important to pour into yourself that same way and love yourself the way that God loves you. So the message of self-love and loving yourself the way that God would love you has definitely been on my heart for a while.